that the one from Mrs. Mahat. When they close the door. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The question was raised by also in view on how to educate the community. Now, one of the outstanding issues in our negotiations for the broadcast rights is the issue of the radio rights. Now, what you have factored, because those radio rights now have been given to the clubs, precisely to give them a vehicle to communicate their programs, but also to give, you know, the PSL a voice, share of a voice. Because if you call press conferences on issues of this nature, it depends what is the approach with a particular media on the subject. Now, one of our proposals to SABC is that, you know, once twice a week, we require a 30-minute slot on all languages to communicate, you know, the issues, you know, of the TSL, PCDC matters, DRC matters, AGM, issues of the executive committee, you know, issues that are controversial in the media, they require information from us. You know, now for the first time we have a platform to communicate, you know, to the community about what is actually happening in the TSL. That was helped, you know, that one of the achievements we've made, you know, in making sure that we claw back, you know, some of the intellectual property that, you know, we did not have before. So SABC is amenable to that. But what they've done, they proposed to come back to us, because what we think, you know, is time is different, you know, in various stations. So they'll come back with a proposal to say how best can we utilize that 30 minutes, you know, or 60 minutes, you know, that will give us, you know, twice a week, you know, for us to be able to inform the public of what is happening, you know, in the PSL. Insofar as the leading institution, there is a partnership, you know, between Super Sports and football with the West Business School on all organized football, where we assist, you know, administrators, some extent, you know, players which are available to go to this course. Presently, there are 56 graduates that went through that school. There's a further one called discussing as to how to take this program further, because it's coming to an end in around about March. There's a discussion of how to extend it, because I think it has done very well in empowering people in so many areas that, you know, are deficient. But more importantly also, we have recognized that, you know, one of the challenges of Africa in football is the scientific approach to the game. That is the challenge that is facing us. And that is why it's nice to talk about the foreigners playing this country and whatever, but there are issues that need to be dealt with. Mr. Sofila said something very interesting on the other day when he spoke about the issue of marriage. That you can talk about the Springboks on marriage. What do you mean by marriage? If the environment is not the same, you cannot talk about marriage.
Dr. Koza, now in another debate for the whole day.
Okay.
When you talk about that, you're touching those who are obsessed on the marriage on that team. So please talk about something.
Okay, let me move away.
It's going to be
okay,
a problem. Because
let me move away.
You're talking about something that they don't understand. But yeah. I'll let you speak about it, because now it's no more going to be honest. Because when I got back at last week, and a litany of insults from the DA was on what you're talking about. They want anybody who doesn't have food, shoes, to run with one who's got the running shoes on the tire rope.
It's an imbalance.
It's an imbalance.
It's an imbalance.
But I'll let you at least for the leap of faith talk about it, and then I'm enjoying it.
<you. laughs> Well, these are the challenges that you say that when you talk about marriage, I think, you know, the conditions, you know, must be optimal. Then you are able, of course, to say, you know, we're giving people a chance, you know, to do well. Because if the conditions are not the same, obviously we cannot talk about marriage. There's a bit of an imbalance. So when I run away because it's a contentious issue. But more importantly also, there's a program, the FIFA Care Program for administrators. It has just finished in August. Andrew De Pilla is one of the graduates. He has just graduated out of that course. It has just finished. Now, the biggest challenge, you know, is that football, like any profession, whether you are a coach, you are an administrator, is your responsibility to improve yourself. You want to be the best advocate in the world. You cannot wait for the law society to take you, man, you know. And that is why I said to the minister at some point, in a discussion, you know, in the passages, what we meet in the Edelstein Hotel, to say, what if we want to understand the meaning of this bilateral, you know, agreement that are signed by government? What do they mean? Because nobody has unbundled these things to us to say, if everybody is this bilateral, the cultural record, what are the signals, what can we exploit as football, you know, where, you know, we can be able to say, man, if ever there's a bilateral with Holland, what is on the cultural side? Can you send, you know, administrators there? Can you send, you know, coaches there? Referees there? Can you send a player off-season? Or what must we do? So all that information needs to be given to us to be able to understand. But it's not only the money itself. Now, the PSL is spending, like I indicated, how much money we are spending, you know, for traveling. And we've got, you know, extra tickets every end of the year. We can use those tickets to say we are saving, you know, the tickets, we are saving on the cost, because it's for free, because of the bilateral, just send people there. That information is not here. We are asking also the portfolio committee to educate us to say, what is the meaning of this bilateral? What benefit are there for us?
I don't want you to open up a can of worms. Because as you speak now, because here I'm sitting, what is this relationship between the Department of Sports and the PSL and SAFA? Because where a plethora of countries that come in again, Minister is sitting here. Minister is sitting here to come and give us the countries that are having relationship with South Africa that are saying, bring, for example, Brazil, give us 10 people and for a year to stay in Brazil, and then as players, and then the other netball ministers just throw out the country. But it is this relationship that doesn't exist, in my view, maybe I'm wrong, between the PSL and the department supposed to have been in the communication and lead some of the things on behalf of the department, or have a very sound relationship between the department and the PSL and the SAFA as the body that, in terms of points, cutting away for him. Because the minister is running funny low. And those are the contracts and the benefits that we're supposed to have benefited the sports people, and we begin to have better results around our expectation of the 2010. But all this is fine. But I think that is a question of relationship. Gigi, you are around. I think you can see that is next time to go on Mali Futam Telanaganga now, and then I'll take on the PSL and the SAFA. Are you really in a relationship now? Thank you. Yes.
I think what is a problem for us, you know, is a question of protocol that, you know, our entry point to the minister is via, you know, SAFA. You know, that's what we are told, you know, and that's why you cannot bypass SAFA. You know, the client of the department is SAFA. You know, we are the junior partners. You know, I'm just taking advantage of this platform to say this, you know, not necessarily passing any kind of judgment. I'm just raising this to say, I think, you know, what we are thinking about solutions, obviously you bring whatever idea that will come to the fore. So, but, you know, I know that the minister has made an offer. That it's got a sports psychologist, you know, in that department where they are paying money. Why are you not making use of that? You've been saying it all over again in our meetings of the NOC. You know, on that one, you know, I can vouch for that one. You have told us. That is.
Okay.
On Banyana Banyana outrage, you know, it's a very, you know, interesting, you know, discussion. And I think, you know, I suppose Chief Long Banyana somewhere, you know, earlier on, that's a responsibility, first of all, for them to finalize the structures all over the country. But again, the issue of resources, you know, because again, you know, you should get a sponsor, to help sponsor those competitions, you know, but again, we're coming up with mechanism of saying, where must we go, whether, you know, the local report, you know, to get, you know, season capital to start this, or what? Because we must start at the grassroots, you know, to help those leagues before we can talk about the PSS, you know, for us to be able, you know, to help a league that is organized. But let's start in the grassroots to get the feeder teams into the PSS, you know, from that level. So that's another discussion which I cannot really, you know, say much. But I think it's important because America today is becoming a force that, you know, post-1994 is the biggest, you know, organized women league in the world. Why they don't have support on the male side, but, you know, on the women's side is the biggest league in the world and the winning championship and the advantage of that. And if you catch one murder, you catch the world family. Because you dictated the tone, the appetite, the menu, and the mood, everything. So therefore it's important that, you know, we must pay emphasis if this football needs to survive. And that thing, you know, is work in progress that you must come up with solutions today.
No. I'm going to rule you. I'm going to take these questions. I'm ruling Dr. Ivan Khoza now as the chair. I'm going to dictate. I'm going to take the three questions at a go, and then you must answer that, and then so that we go to another level. Now, what I'm going to do is this. At a lower level, please. Firstly, would be Makosi. And then it will be Bula. I'm going to take you in that order. And then it will be Babu Lucas and then close or solo in that way. And then Dr. Khoza must keep quiet and close and listen and write down there. And then he respond to all these questions. And then we'll close this session so that at least I must close up now. Makosi.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like also to present Mukasi in a team, Ambanaga. And the transparency that she has applied to give us.
The same sex to my applied with Aigoshima.
Okay.
Unless Kunenda has your Makosi, but Guji.
I thank you. You didn't get me away. Okay. But, some of the questions have been covered that I was going to ask. For instance, the strategy for development, Mr. Khoza mentioned some of the things that they are doing at these bodies that are not known to the public, like the young stars that are being trained. He mentioned about probably 150 young stars, and I wanted to check to see is that 150 gender balance, or it's only boys? I also wanted to check the system that they are using, sort of incubator system, to say, after having trained them, what then? Again, some of the things were covered. Was 1 million was mentioned for each club, if I'm not mistaken, that it, if I just get it more.
A month.
Yes.
And I was going to say then, when they give this 1 million out, where do they put women in this regard? but he has tried to answer. But I'm still insisting, as to say, the whole country and of South Africa is looking at that body as to also uplift the women in this regard. If we're saying we're going to wait for them to organize themselves, whereas we know that organizing means resources. Because if there are no resources, it will be difficult for them to organize themselves. Again, my concern was on players and the challenge, as to say, what is it really that they are doing to encourage the talent in football in this country, other than losing people, losing players to other countries for the attraction of the incentives. Because one other thing that I think is part of them to do is to develop and to inspire the players, the love of the country, and for them to be patriotic. And one last thing here is that a later thing on the ground is sort of looking at the management of the football as enriching themselves, other than looking holistically at the football situation. As to say, like when I grew up, I was told that we had no engineer who could build a bridge here other than having one from Italy. So are we still on that situation to say we can't find the concrete talent from South Africa other than head hunting? I mean, when it comes to football, be it the coach, be it players, what is it that I'm doing to deep down, to go deep down for the talent for this country, so as to for our players, and not to see a player from Madrid or from Manchester being better than them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Makosi. Bula.
Thank you, Chairperson. Most of the issues have been covered. But very briefly, Dr. Khoza elaborated on the issue of contracts. And it will be a common practice that if it is binding, obviously one would have to adhere to it. Perhaps maybe you could elaborate a little bit in terms of as to whether you would be possible to deviate from the contract, one. Secondly, Chairperson, we must note that if we had the funding, we would have not required the money, the sponsorship. And therefore, the sensitive issue of the commission is therefore, in my opinion, in order. But more importantly, I'd like to ask Dr. Khoza that what we need to look at is the 10%, not taking away the focus for the purpose that it was intended. And therefore, as you have elaborated, that you are standing up and want to move forward in advancing the growth and development of sport, then could you kindly inform us as to whether you are specifically giving any bursaries to underprivileged or the downtrodden or disadvantaged communities? Thank you, Chair.
Babu Lucas, and the last question is going to be solved. Look, switch off the mic. Babu Lucas.
I said thank you, Mr. Chairman, for calling this meeting. I think it's been very informative.
Yes.
And I think we should all look at it from a very positive point of view. because we need to go forward. I think, and then also such a point that we represent as a committee in this portfolio constituency, and we need to go back and get them on. And then, of course, we do know that newspapers badly travel like wildfire, and they thrive on this, and I don't blame them, because that is a way of getting publicity also. You mentioned that there was a financial institution where there was a breakdown, but you didn't elaborate on that. It might be interesting to know what was that breakdown, because when was that to follow what happened, why was there a breakdown in that situation? When you rightly also said that when you spoke about the commission, when you talk about commission for 100,000, and you say, oh, 10%, the committee will look at it and say, hey, you're 10%, yes, why not? Give it to them. But when you get 10% of 100 million, that's a different story. And I think this is the way we've got to look at it. And in desperation sometimes, we take decisions which we do not think through. At that time, there was desperation for money. And people said, hey, well, we've got everyone to get the money. And then they didn't look at the consequences. And when they look at the results now, that 10% is not 10% of one rand. It's 10% of the 100. So those are the things. And I think it's fairness, I'm trying to be fairness of the people that took it, who were there, who agreed. And the other difficulty I have is that the board and the finance raising committee seem to be intertwined. So the people out there think that, hey, these people are playing both roles. What do you expect? They would definitely go out and do this because they are feathering their own necks. And so these are the things that we need to go back and to say to the people. That no, this is a decision taken, and explain to them fully what this is. The other question I'd like to know, the commission that is to be received, is that included in the sponsorship? Or is it going to be a separate amount of money paid outside the sponsor to the individual? Because we would seriously like to know whether that's the case. And we are seriously waiting the result of the meeting on the 10th of December. Thank you.
The last person will be Bangilisa. Mlindi wekhaya Sono.
Ngiyabulela Shepherd, ngithanda ukubonga ithuba esinginikiwe apha. Njalo mabizwa mina ngizekugcineni ukora uyazi bathinde ku-referent mhlawumbe ke by virtue of induction because my grandfather was the first electrician in the center umfundisi yayazi ithetha ukuthini ngalo le vele umfundisi but let me appreciate this opportunity and I wish to agree with my colleagues that it was really indeed necessary for a meeting of this nature to be called so that we can find each other, we can get more informed about some of the things that may not have been clear to us. Chairperson, I don't want to repeat what my colleagues have said. They've already said a mouthful. But I think, as we go along, this is not the first, nor is it the last meeting engagement with such organizations. Public organization that exists in our country. You see, the issue, the whole thing that sparked and made it necessary for this meeting is the whole question of what was published by the newspapers. I don't want to say welcome to that club. I agree with my colleague in the role of the press, and we're not anti-press freedom. Foreign country, these are some of the forums where we demonstrate our transparency. And say, I know you have already indicated or said something about the action of the Minister of Finance. You see, and Dr. Kota is looking at this matter from that perspective of being a black organization or a black run organization or a black run government. There's this perception that what can black people do? I agree entirely with you in general with your statements that you've done. It's the same with this black government.
Corruption to bring it out.
Now, any other thing that happens that involves capital, well, capital is the god of the Europeans. It's their god. It's money. When you start getting there into that club of being part of the money, then they start to realize, oh, you're black. And you're corrupt now. So you must understand the action of the minister, because tomorrow this may affect the whole 2010 campaign. This may affect the economy of the country, the land itself, and all these things. But I don't want to elaborate on that. Please be understanding as well. As much as you feel aggrieved, and I understand that. But the guy has got huge responsibilities. You know, when this must have come up, sometimes they tend to affect the economy. Chairperson, in the presentation, it was raised, the issue was raised of internal expertise that PSL had to use with regard to sourcing of sponsors, rather than using agencies who are quite expensive, figures are shown, but definitely are shown here. Would Dr. Khoza maybe indicate to us that the question of outsourcing to a large degree have to be looked at very, very carefully, not only within soccer itself, but generally as well. I note that SAFA has problems, but I'm worried who constitutes SAFA. You know, I thought it's all the football constituencies that will make sure that SAFA is successful. So I think I'm interested to know who constitutes SAFA, so that's the question of development, because this thing, you know, this will be development or personal enrichment in certain degrees. There was an issue that was raised with regard to the unions and players and teams and employers. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm trying to understand generally speaking. If owners of teams come together, like employers come together, are they not forming an association? Therefore, accordingly, the players will come together, you know, at an equal level. I think the sooner we move on this issue, the better for everybody. It should not be left on the principle that they are individual employers, but somewhere they live together and share $1 million a month, and nothing is said about the players. I think my legal guru should look at this, and this should speed it up. Probably it will help us to develop soccer better than what it is. With regard to this whole bar, Dr. Khoza, don't you think that it should have been handled differently? More or less, your media unit should have dealt with this thing other than you as a secretary of the organization, because it creates problems. That look, it's about yourself. The perception is created out there, whether correctly or wrongly. And I don't agree with those who say that. Probably you are there. Some people there want to enrich themselves. The person, as I said, a lot has been raised. I've got a plethora of questions, but I don't want to do that. Because that would have looked like you are La Ukoranji, what Sabana, what Kazuaji, what is it?
I would request the CSL to just hit on the points of those, but those that have been addressed, like the players' union and all that. We've heard about them, there will be any interaction with us. But the rest, we can quickly give us the points and respond on those, and then we'll try to wrap up.
Thank you. I'll start, you know, from the last question, Mr. Chair. the issue of handling the matter differently, obviously, was thought upon. But, you know, fortunately, I was responsible, you know, on this negotiation as a team leader. but also the whole of the PSLE will be under siege. If the country is under siege, obviously expect the President to stand up and defend what he understands, you know, the ethos, you know, of this country. Or and that's why, you know, I had to stand up and keep the facts, you know, as raw as they were. And in fact, there are even protocols by, you know, playing, you know, confidential information to the media for the first time. And what is said, when this decision was taken on the 11th of November, there was a departure point that before we all depart the club, I want to invite the media inside. They must be part of the meeting on this press conference. So ask any questions. They ask all questions. And at the end, I said, by the way, there's an issue that has not been covered. But by the time you leave here, you must not have given to all the stakeholders of the city that as a PSS, as a board of governors, we have agreed on the principle of commission. And this matter is in the fed back, you know, to the executive committee to fine-tune, you know, the modalities and be brought back to the board of governors. That was never covered in the media from that day. When I played the clip on the day of the press conference, it's only just some of them they remember that, oh, by the way, he said it. But collectively, they forgot about it. So this now is an executive of the PSM that is coming with this machination of addressing themselves. So not only a responsibility, a decision, a resolution, a mandate from the Board of Governors, post, you know, by annual meeting to say, these are some of the things that must implement. That was not covered. Unfortunately, we don't have the platform. Now we have the region. We're able to explain this thing going forward. The issue of outsourcing, we welcome that. And obviously, I'm going to encourage that. You know, but sometimes, you know, we have a problem when some the companies do the job for you because the sentiments are not the same. Where, you know, if ever, you know, there's a 100 million rand and there's an increase of 100%, it's a good, you know, appeal to say, man, I've increased the sponsorship from this base by 100%. It's good business in normal business. Now, if you look at all the sponsorships, that's at 100%. But there was a reason, and also on the issue of fighting to claw back intellectual property. You know, I mean, there's one clause, you know, in all the contracts historically, that was a problem. And for every contract that you have is generated by the sponsor, but you buy new property. It's not right. So we have to correct that kind of a problem. And also in that contract, there's always the first right of refusal on the same terms and conditions. You can't have that. Now, all those things have to be dealt with. Say, we've got to call now the company from outside, what are we going to do with it? Well, no. For money, get the money and they go. But there are fundamental issues that we need to deal with. But I agree that, you know, for the sake of giving, you know, the comfort to the public, that there are not things that, you know, we are doing because of motivation for self-enrichment or whatever, and make it as transparent as possible, unless we also give a proper brief to say, go and do this, having discussed internally, and that might help, you know, to appease, you know, the public. And I thought this time we have as transparent as possible, not to use people as a cover to say, if you are a company, you are going, but we're in the team. So it's better to come up front and say, here are the issues, tell us what you must do. Because that's where correction starts. That you make everybody believe that, you know, this thing is done, you know, this thing means we are, you know, part of the white coin. That's not right. So we're avoiding all those things by coming open on this issue. And the one constitutes SAFA, we are a special member of SAFA. Everybody who is in football in this country is part of SAFA. And the SAFA decides who wants to utilize in their committees, you know, whatever expertise for very useful people. You know, we know that when it comes to issues of legal, in Nkosi, Nkonyana, it's always called upon to assist, you know, Venon Simo, it's called upon to assist. Issues of financial, Mr. Mubarak is called upon to assist. You know, as and when I'm required an issue of sponsorship, I'm also asked, you know, to intervene. But we are part of SAFA. SAFA is our motherboard. And there was a question to say, I must talk about the breakdown on the negotiations, the reason. It was a very unique situation. These people had a deal already. I said to them, let's announce the following day on this deal. They agreed. We arranged a room in Fairway, the Board of Governors meeting, but the same day we did not tell the members, we wanted to surprise the members. But at that point, the sponsorship of the league was about $20 million. So it's nice to come back with this new spirit to say we are moving forward, because we are saying in this window of 2010, we've got to put it in our pillars in place. Because after this wave is gone, it's going to be very difficult. So it was important for us to come up with this energizing message to the members to say, what are you doing in your corner? We are doing this from the aggressive side. What are you doing in your corner to help us build this football? So when we got a call in the morning on our way to the meeting, and we protect him, Mr. Chairman, I cannot disclose the name of the company. I think it's fair. You know, but people will surmise, people, you know, who are close to intelligence, they know. So if they are not hard luck. So on our way to the meeting, we get the call that, you know, the press conference is off, can we meet? When we met, you know, with the company concerned, they raised issues. On raising the issues, we say, but man, one of the issues they raised, that the man that they are coaching us, it's a man that we are told, you know, by our team that, you know, is inclusive of the broadcast package. I said, who told you so? They said, you know, the CEO and the Peter Mann. I said, just stop the meeting there. I want an affidavit from them to say, why did they mislead you? Because we have never in our strategic document, in a meeting of the executive, of the sponsorship committee, and the finance committee, that thing was ever discussed. So therefore, it's important because you, as a company, if somebody comes with a misrepresentation for a bond, for a car loan, that guy go to the credit bureau. It is disqualified. So I cannot expect that my people must represent, you know, issues. Coming here with wrong information. I want to attend the meeting at this point. But more importantly, can you pen down the issues that you want us to address? Because I'm taking this seriously. Because we must not be seen as a peer that is stealing your money under false pretense. That's where the thing started. When you're supposed to come back to us, when you came back up 11 days later. In that 11 days later, they don't address. In fact, after that meeting, one of the delegates, he phoned, you know, one of the members that has been accused of saying, man, don't take that thing further. It is understood. But in the correspondence that came to us, it did not cover that very important aspect of, you know, challenging, you know, the integrity, you know, of the PSL. But apart from that, there were other issues that, you know, they were bringing about, which excluded 70 companies that we cannot deal with because of this deal. And some of the companies, it was nothing to do with the kind of business they are doing. And those exclusions became problematic for us. And that is why, you know, the committee, which I spoke about earlier on, took a view to say it's not going to be in the best interest because all the people are affected because some of the companies that are included in that list of exclusion are sponsors of those companies, or political sponsors for those for the team. So we can't help that. That is how the deal broke down. And immediately we went to APSA to say, man, it's available for you. It was meetings after meeting with top people in the company. We were giving a briefing. And I expressed my disappointment. And the man and raised the hand to say, because you know, he had a very good deal. So that's why even today they know that, you know, they messed up solidly that way with the chairman. So that in itself takes care of that. And that is why I'm not going to talk about the issue of the media, and of course, we're talking with the chairman. With the issue of sponsorship page, obviously, what has been now proposed is that we not talk about now money from the broadcast or what, you know, we just come up with a figure to say this figure, depending on the committee, is going to be a disbursement for the token of appreciation. taking into account all the sponsorships, you know, that is much more. In fact, Mr. Chairman, we'll be announcing the sponsorship of the replacement of the AFCON Cup. We'll be announcing the sponsorship of the first division, and also we'll be announcing the sponsorship of the top eight. So all the sponsorships have been now covered, you know, which is history, of course, which has never happened before. So all those, you know, will be announced, and so, but now there's a trick here, because there are people, the question you raised, and that is why in the meeting, I put a matter on the table to say, there are people here with contracts that say, regardless of what, for any involvement in the value of the sponsorship, it is 10%. To avoid the league spending more money, is it not better to deal with this all-inclusive, you are calling a figure, to help, you know, save money for the PSN? And that's why in the resolution that they brought about, they say they are excluded, because we must now go back on the 10th to give information to the league as to what is the obligation of the PSN towards those people with contracts with the PSN. So another discussion altogether. But we've done our best as a leadership to provide a solution which will be money saving for the PSN. But again, you know, it's going to be different in discussing beyond the table what's going to happen. So there might be other news ready items coming up to that, I don't know. Now, on the issue of bursaries, we provide bursaries since 1985. In the PSN. The one that was done by SAFA before, it is one that is done by the PSN. But also, it also provides bursaries, you know, to journalists. And I think Amyan is responsible, you know, for that kind of responsibility, because he's a teacher by training, and it's how we get, you know, to utilize it, because we have also established in the PSN that we must minimize this throwaway culture. That people with so many years of experience and with kind of credential credibility cannot just throw him away. We've got to make use of him in some way as a father figure, as a fourth-best position, because in East Africa, they always say that the dying of an old man is a feeling done for a lifetime. Because all the history, all the expertise, and you know, it goes with it, because we never record this thing. So we are keeping that Eshawiana to say, man, we're learning from this to say, let's record what has happened. What has made you such an outstanding administrator? And one, you know, interesting thing that has come up, I'm sorry, Chair. The Dekanyana, you give him 500 grand on a trip. If he uses 200 grand, he'll come back with a reconciliation how he spent the 200 grand and bring back the change. You never say, I was given 500 grand, I must spend all the 500 grand. That's what you learn from him. And people like those type men, we've got to keep in the organization. Same at the end of the war. That's why we've kept in the organization post, you know, his retirement. The issue of I think the rest of the chairman has covered, you know.
I think you've covered the main, but thank you very much, Mr. Koza, and the delegation. You see, I want to conclude this meeting by saying, as this committee, because the minister sitting next to me, know when he comes to the committee where, and the times when you ask him to come and explain to us the events that are unfolding around sports, he says, are not just topical things that are issues that are fundamental about African National Congress at this meeting and not ask the minister those kind of questions and the meeting to explain to the nation that it is correct that you must have another welcome of the Springbok as white as it is. It's inconceivable. It's a crime against the majority of the black people in this country. I am not saying, and the ANC will never. And it is also going not to be arising for the minister to announce in the next day to say that we have not got the CEO, the Vice Mayor, the Maria Ramos, the Director General of the Department, and may that the minister say, can you give us another chance? Those are things that are a country need. You are right. One day when you have left the TSS, there must be your children that are going to keep this asset going. And then we cannot go from time to time to other countries. I'm not having anything about the foreign people. They care for our people, and then we have others who have never lived in this country. And they live today in this country because they keep their home by these other countries. But those are things that we have. Because one thing that I asked the minister, we paid a lot of money on the so-called Peter Commission, which has a very profound thing that we are raising around the consumerization of the deal that we should not make. One of the things that you're raising on that issue. But until this Peter Commission was signed by Nelson Mandela and then authorized and secreted and done that kind of thing. And are you saying this treatment and the money that has been spent there is the water under the bridge? It's not even a shred of grant that has to be given. The minister thinks, so that's how we talk about that. And then, because I'm saying it can't just be true. And it cannot be what we sit here and stand for as this committee. That some of the things that are very, very, very fundamental. And then that will. But there are many people. They think that Nakosa Air of one generation to other. These people are saying they spend their lives in building for themselves. I know, they are saluting it. It is true. But there are many people who spend their lives. And there are many people today that are building a very profound record. Sophie, Lady George, Bosom Bede, and Steve Trent, and me, that made this country to be what it is around for. When many of the so-called very credible people died, they decided to go and play with the business and abdicate this country. And when this country is at this level, because of the blood of many people, we made this country to be free for sport. And then, but we can't just say, tell lies and say no, we are not claiming that. But things that we are talking about, no matter that ourselves, we have laid down our lives around the normal sport in the normal society. If we are creating an impression of the abnormal sport, you will hear me talking about that, but not in a very mild way, but it's in a matter of fundamental form. For my organization, that says, but this is not what we fought for, and this is wrong. And if this impression is created, call Ivan Kosa and let us sit down here and explain so that tomorrow, people of this country will be able to understand what is at stake. Today they know, and will always call you when there are kind of things that are in. So that one responsibility that we have in Parliament is saying, we hear what they're saying, but we'll hear from them what are they saying. And after they explain to us, it is all what is binding us on the understanding that we've been given by you to go and now participate to that point. And say, I think the message now is on the understanding. But nobody must have the impression that we will not necessarily intervene when things are not going right. We will do that. And then, but not in a manner of instruction, but in a manner that we want to do. On issues of the national team, because I think we must talk in the league. Because I will say to the league, the issue of the club and the national team, to us, we are sitting, it becomes a very problem. Because we value this country, we love it so much that I would love it more than a team that I follow in this country, which I would not tell many people. But I think I'm older enough that people can say that I would not follow young people. But that be a team that is above the country. Because that team must set the principle and say, the country comes first, and my team comes first. So we must talk about that at a later stage, because even now, the minister has not given us a seat. How do we have a team that is going to achieve take us to a level where we're going to be comfortable around the great beach and soccer world? There's none. I can say that there's none. That we have that seat. But I think it's a matter that of Safa and yourself at that level we talk about it. And we're spending the government 50 billion rand in this country to make sports be what it is. It is the money that our people are saying. Is there value for them? Then the premium is value for them. Because the country will not be what it is today. And in after 50 years, it's going to be a different country. But we have to raise again the hope of these people to say the 2010 World Cup. These are the signs that are showing that it is. We think to the minister, how about going to talk to the because give you two players, go to the center, but give you two players, go to another person. Take two players, and then you take players. Take those contracts away from put them as 20 or 30 players. They must be the sole responsibility of the Department of Sports and Recreation. We must have the officials which are very close, and then they must go and play in Italy, in Germany, and elsewhere for 2 years, and then after the World Cup, and say, thank you, Dr. Kosa, there's your player, thank you, Mr. Mtaung, there's your player, and all. But for now, nobody can say we have a hope that we will ever have make a great team around the 2010 World Cup. But those are issues that Kosa was. We have to talk, and you must explain to us, because you are saying to the minister, Minister, will help you, because the appropriation is done by us as a portfolio. We'll help you, but we need you to have a necessary and have this player, put them there. You're not going to cripple Orlando Pirates when you take two players. You're not going to cripple Kwakwa Star when you take two players. No, here's a team. Here's a team that's 50 players. Pirates have 80 players. And therefore, when you take two from 18 clubs, you have 18 multiplied by 2, you have 36 boys there that the minister must be in charge. So that it must not be anything of a cap in the hand to go to a team and the team playing knockout of course, for 3 million, and therefore the player can't go. I think those are things that must talk, and in earnest, and in theory, and in 2 weeks time from now. We must talk about those things and see when can we end up about the thing. If there are small players that Aloysius has and others, let's see by the 2 years where will they be, and release them, and give them to somewhere. We're not taking them, we don't have player, we're not going to have a team as government, but we want to assist so that at least we must have somewhere where we'll be going for the welcome. If they have to be taken and sent elsewhere outside the country, the minister of having those arrangements, they will go there in 6 months when they come. They'll take parents, they'll take the ship, they'll take the passport, and then we see that at least we're getting something. There'll be a hope from that we're putting the people. For now, no hope for what to be honest, that we're having, that will ever be at the knockout stage for the 2010 knockout. No hope. But we thank you very much for
May I ask Mr. Chairman, as a closing remark, I ask my colleague, Mr. Mtaung, you know, as my elder,
I'll allow Mr. Mtaung to say, but usually, protocol says, if the chair closes, the meeting just comes. But today, I'll break the rule on one thing, that you talk about what I'm saying. Say, no, Chairman, I don't agree in that thing. Or let us not talk about it. But if you say that, then we can have discussion.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much for the opportunity accorded me, and thank my chairperson there for suggesting that I say the last word. Obviously, we thank you for having initially it was perceived as the meeting that is supposed to put us in our place because of the media. Alternatives that have been taking place over the period. But I must say I'm very much encouraged by the proceedings yesterday. We had only planned to come to talk about the Africa Cup as was indicated in your letter. But obviously, discussion centers around a whole range of things, and which, of course, is not a problem with us because we have the facts. say that I need to take this opportunity also to mention that we have always been prepared, as in the premier soccer league and the club, that sometimes we tend to be reading statements in the media, as we just expected, and also statements from this side of the committee. And we often wonder as to how are we perceived as a responsible organization, like where the committee members go to the president, to the ambassador, without actually gathering proper information. I would like to go back, but I would like to reinforce what has been said earlier, that it's important for us to have this kind of interaction in the future going forward, because we all stand to benefit a lot. We obviously have a responsibility to ensure that we succeed in our ventures and everything like that. So with those words, I would like to say thank you very much for having given us the honor to come and address the members here and also understand our position and not what always is in the media. And I do understand that some of the media utterances are also attributed members of the committee on the CSR, and one area we should also try to deal with, because there has been a lack of discipline from some of our members the way they are conducted. But thank you very much for this, and I'm sure we'll be coming to you in the future and we'll be able to communicate better. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I think everything has been said, and we will meet from time to time. We will meet and then we will engage. But by and large, the presence of the minister, by and large, with that protocol existing, the very prevalent interaction between the minister and yourself and the department has. Some of the things that we are calling you for are not things that the government should call you for. It's supposed to be from the department, not from the minister. So the minister will discuss with him issues of policy, some of the things. These things. If there is a player opinion rising up there, I would listen to the minister and yourself, because it's a matter that now is at the heart of the rules and the laws of the country. We talk about policy. But on other issues that we've said, even the running, all of them. I think we have a new issue. It's very confident in the position to live up to the task. And I think that pandemic would be going to work with you and the minister to realize these concerns that they're talking about and the rest of the world. But one thing that I'm very good, which I promise you, that I think leadership, we must talk about it, committee and the minister itself, is around suffer developing. Not in this issue that I'm really not sure. Remember the last time when you were there, because of the only part is that as soon as the coach is in the country, he'll be able to come to us, lead us, and show us the road to the 20th. There's not thing that is not called that, but I think I don't see the road to the 20th. And then we'll take the for the road to 20th. No, definitely we're saying demonstration. The president was going to talk to them. They must give us those chips and put them in over and become players for this country. Because we're going to have a problem with the term of the team and the country by 2010. No, we don't want that. We want to run smooth to the community. And then we are going to edge you. We're going to be part of the minister and some good people that are going to be. We only need states, two from each state. Then we can be part. Then we are going to have a clip of hope for the World Cup. But we talk about that. But go home. No, the fact that we need it. But we go home knowing that that's what the government is saying, that we must think about that and talk about it. It's an honest thing, an honest view, which is here that is going to take us to the system. But for now, there's nothing that gives us the hope that we go there, except this alternative one that we have. But thank you very much for coming, and thanks.